Friday, baby. Yep, it is. Well, on to, well, the weekend. And it's been a long 5 days to get there, Jordan, but we are here. Snow FM at breakfast. It's thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Toyota. Morning.
Yes, and Simo, it's been a hot couple of days as well. There's a nice bit of cloud cover out around at the moment, which is lovely.
Yeah.
But yesterday it was quite hot. How did you cope with the heat?
I stayed here. We've actually, the air conditioning got fixed during the week,
mm-hmm.
which was very good because if it didn't, things, there would have been, I reckon there would have been a few interesting turn of personalities, turn of characters inside this building.
Mm-hmm.
You turn the heat up, you get to see the real people.
Tell you what, I got in my car yesterday, but I planned ahead because I knew it was going to be boiling.
Hmm.
So about 5 minutes before I had to leave, I went out to my car, opened all the doors, all the windows and the boot as well, just to air it out. So I came back 5 minutes later and the car was still boiling hot.
You aired out your car? Your car's quite clean and you've kept that new car smell.
No, but I aired it out because you know how when it sits in the sun it gets really hot and then when you go inside it's like a sauna.
Mm.
So I aired it out to try and get a breeze through it to try and get rid of that hot air.
Did you lose any of the new car fragrance? Because I know you've trapped that in there for a good how long?
No, we've still got the new car fragrance.
Still available now.
Can't lose that. It's the most important thing, Simo.
The aroma. This is Sugar Peking Duck kicking off our time together on Snow FM Breakfast. Buzzies, no way on Snow FM Breakfast. It's Simo and Jordan saying no way to this. 21 minutes past 7. Animal encounters. You've had a couple here and there?
Well, not with the animal in question that we're talking about. You know, my animal encounters normally deal with, like, small moths.
Yeah.
Not massive moths.
Yeah, the animal kingdom, the man of... Well, what are they? The king of the jungle?
Yeah, I think so. Or is that George of the Jungle? Is he the king?
No, I think kings are the lions.
So okay, fair enough.
This lion's in Darwin. Now, they noticed he'd been having a bit of an upset stomach. He was really excited when they'd, you know, provide him his food, but he wouldn't eat it.
I see.
So he really wanted to down some more antelope.
So had he eaten something that was a bit dodgy?
Potentially.
Went out for like a dodgy kebab or something like that.
Yeah, so you know how you might go out for whatever it is and get a little backed up?
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't realise we were going to that end of the line.
That's exactly.
Okay, straight to the rear.
Yeah, so the poor lion, a bit constipated, backed up. So naturally, they have to call in the vets.
Uh-huh,
right?
Yeah.
And there wasn't, when you're dealing with a lion, you don't just get one vet, obviously.
No, I think it's safe to just go, all right, there you go, mate. Just thought, fix the problem, we'll be back in half an hour.
There's five vets on the scene here because basically they had to anaesthetise the lion.
Mm-hmm.
And also, this is where things get a bit full on. I don't know if I could ever do this.
Okay.
All right, so the lion's name, his name is Leo.
Good name for a lion.
All right, so Leo.
So far, so good.
Leo the lion, right? What they had to do was they had to put him to sleep because he didn't need a rude awakening with them ensuring that, you know, they get rid of the constipation.
I see.
Apparently the only way to do this is...
I think I know what you're about to say and I'm very concerned.
No, it's not exactly what you think.
Okay.
It's hand, right?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Glove on.
Yeah. Oh, so that makes it so much better.
Down the mouth.
Oh.
Well, you thought...
I thought it was...
rear end.
The rear end.
No.
Like, that was not in the job description when I signed up for this gig.
I mean, never are you wanting to put your hand in a lion's mouth.
But actually, I was going to say, is that better than putting it in a lion's bum or not? I can't work out which one I'd want to do least.
Neither, I reckon.
Neither. I mean, definitely neither.
Okay, so apparently the real trouble started when the first vet was like, oh, wait.
Lost his arm.
No. So basically some of the vets had to hold the lion's mouth open.
Yeah.
And the others...
Oh, that would be such a... So tempted to play a prank.
Oh, hell.
Whoops.
Mate.
Because the lion's asleep.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah. So there were other vets monitoring the anaesthetists, making sure that the lion stayed asleep.
Good.
You don't need no one, not even a human being, needs to wake up with someone with half an arm down their throat.
Let alone a lion.
Exactly right. Then they noticed that the person that they'd nominated to do this, the hands are a bit big.
So the person who they how did they there's five vets. How do they work out which one is going to stick the hand down the mouth of the lion?
Well, they drew
rock,
straws.
Paper, scissors.
Yeah, exactly. They drew straws, but then they noticed whose hands are smaller because you have to go deep.
Yeah.
Okay. So apparently, one of the doctors, Dr. Gurry, had the smallest hands. Vanessa was her name,
mm-hmm.
And like Vanessa really took one for the team because also the only gloves they had access to were the only ones that came up to the wrist.
Oh,
yeah. Yep.
So, like, oh, yeah, you're definitely going to need a shower.
Yeah, so she mentioned that she never thought that her career pathway would take her here, but was one of her proudest moments in her occupation.
Well, I mean, good that she can take pride in her job and all that sort of stuff.
Absolutely.
But I would, next time that happens, maybe invest in the longer gloves. The ones, I've seen, like, the ones that go all the way up to the shoulder, perhaps.
This is Loud, Snow FM. To be young and in love in New York City. New music on Snow FM at breakfast, thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Toyota. It's Simo and Jordan with you, 21 minutes on the way to 8.
And Simo, it's very important to have good oral hygiene. Make sure you remember to brush your teeth.
Yes, indeed.
Before you leave for work or school. Did you brush your teeth this morning, Simo?
A bit of mouthwash. Ooh.
So no would be the answer we're looking
Clean
for.
Clean as a whisker. No, I've run out of toothpaste this morning, so I got to go buy some more.
How long have you been without toothpaste?
Just this morning.
Yeah, fair enough. I'm not sure if I believe you, though. Anyway, Simo, a commuter, this is over in London, has been photographed brushing his teeth
now
in public.
In England, they do have high-profile cases of having poor dental services.
Look, stereotypes don't favour them for this topic, shall we say.
Not at all.
But this guy he bucks the trend because he does brush his teeth. But the only issue is, Simo, instead of brushing his teeth, you know, in the bathroom at home by the sink, he's brushing his teeth on a packed train station.
He's championing a movement, I think.
I don't think he is, because this is proper disgusting. So, Simo, there's the photo. So he's on an underground train station platform. It's completely packed.
Right.
Everyone's just standing there, you know, headphones in, waiting for the train. And he's there with a toothbrush, just casually brushing his teeth on the platform as if it's just a normal thing to do.
Right.
He has a bottle of water there, which helps, and then we'll just spit on the ground.
So is there a spectrum of what you are allowed to do in regards to those kinds of personal hygiene things in public?
What do you mean? Like,
so you know how like the girls quite often the lipstick. You've got a chapstick, don't you? You apply.
Yeah, but there's a difference. Hang on, wait, there it is. Yes, I do have it. There you go. But that's just there's a difference between, you know, just putting some lipstick, or if you've got chapped lips, just putting a lip balm or something on your lips.
Yeah,
that's fine. Like, no one bats an eyelid.
Yeah.
Brushing your teeth, Simo. I think that is over the line. You can't do that in public. And you can't just go around spitting everywhere as well. That's disgusting.
So how does he step back? How does he do a bit of dental hygiene that's, you know, okay for the public masses?
Well, I was thinking about this. I don't think there is a dental hygiene that you can do in public. Because, like, what is flossing?
Yeah, actually, flossing would be fine, wouldn't it?
No, it wouldn't. Because, like, you, the bits of the stuff between your teeth just flick off and go everywhere.
Oh, you can be more careful than that, but there's not as much saliva involved, which I think is the main issue.
True, but still, I mean, would you want to be sitting next to someone? Say, for example, you're on a train, it's completely packed, it's rush hour, and you're sitting next to someone who's flossing, even if there's half a chance that one little bit of plaque or whatever it is gets flicked onto your knee or whatever.
Let's say it's not ideal, but in a world where it's either a man brushing his teeth or flossing, what are you picking?
Oh, don't get me wrong. Flossing better, still not acceptable.
I'm just looking for the happy medium. So it goes brushing your teeth,
yeah.
Flossing, and then chapstick.
Oh, look, and then there's like a cliff, and then chapstick.
Fair enough. Imagine Dragons this morning. Make sure you brush your teeth in the privacy of your own home, or you can take this to the streets and test it out.
No, do it in your own home.
Have you got any chapsticks to give away, or is that just yours?
No, it's mine. You can't have it, Simo.
It's Snow FM breakfast. Ivy Adara, Currency on Snow FM at breakfast. 5 minutes on the way to 8 for your Friday.
And Simo, a couple has gone viral because of their choice of wedding location. If you were going to get married, where would you go? Would you go like a church maybe, or would you go an outdoor setting, or somewhere a bit hipster?
I think...
I mean, it was a simple question, Simo. I didn't realise.
It's a tricky one, Jordan. I don't think I'd have.
Okay, well, would you let your bride decide?
Yeah, I don't think I'd have an. I don't think I'd have an opinion.
Very,
and I'm getting in early.
Very diplomatical.
For a single guy, that's hilarious.
Perfect.
Being diplomatic when I don't even need to.
Well, Simo, this couple has gone viral because they chose to get married at 37,000 feet on a Jetstar flight.
Bit of a weird one.
Well, the reason, it is. I'm not going to deny that. It is. But then you kind of read on and work out why they did it, and it kind of makes sense.
It's the cheaper airline?
It probably is. That may have been a factor as well.
Classic.
But that's not one of the factors that they've listed. So this couple, one of them was Australian, the other was a Kiwi.
Right.
The flight was travelling from Australia to New Zealand.
Right.
So they thought they'd get married right in the middle. And on top of this, they're both aviation enthusiasts.
Okay.
So it seems to be it was a great thinking, perfect location for those two people. Couple of queries though.
Right, go for it.
When you ring up Jetstar, say, can we book some tickets on a flight?
Yeah.
Do you reckon they have to pay more to get their wedding? Because the weddings cost a lot of money. You know, you got the venue and all that sort of stuff is one of the major costs. Do you reckon they had to pay more for their flights, for their tickets? Or do you reckon Jetstar being nice might have maybe given them discounts or free tickets?
Perhaps? All right, that's the first point. So let me brainstorm. Go next.
Number two. All the other people on the flight. Do you reckon they were made aware that this was going to happen? Because, like, Jetstar, I'm not sure of Jetstar, so don't quote me on this. But they're a low-cost airline, so I think you have to pay for the kind of entertainment thing to work.
Yeah.
I think that's how it works. Don't quote me on that. Do you have to pay more? Okay, for the entertainment, you can watch the entertainment on the screen here. You've got a list of movies and TV shows. Or for this special price on today's flight, you can pay money and watch a live wedding.
I mean, it's great. Live content's always awesome. And is there a third thing?
There was a third point as well, Simo.
Right. Okay, I'm intrigued.
I mean, you hear horror stories about being left at the altar.
Oof, yeah, no, that's not good.
Imagine if that happens on a flight to New Zealand.
Where do you go? You lock yourself in the toilet?
I mean, you can't really just go, I'm just going to pop out. You can't do that.
Yeah, the bride, she can't really leave in tears and drive off into the sunset.
Also, I've just thought of a fourth point as well.
Go for it.
So you know when brides walk down the aisle, there's often flower girls and all this sort of stuff, and there's a lot of people, and they're arm in arm with the father. I think that's the tradition how it works. Aisles on aeroplanes are notoriously skinny.
That's true.
I mean, you can barely fit the trolley down with the food. Let alone a bride with a big wedding dress on, arm in arm with a father.
I've got friends that work as, what do they call them? Airline assistants, like.
Cabin crew?
Yeah, cabin crew. If you spot someone in aisle 36B in a full wedding dress, you're a little bit concerned for the flight. Maybe, I reckon, if they see that. The pilot's left the seatbelt sign on the entire flight.
That's another thing I've just thought of. A fifth thing. Before they get on the flight, they're just chilling in the airport just with a wedding dress on.
It's brilliant.
You're probably going to get some weird looks.
Tash Sultana, Jungle on Snow FM at breakfast. More Aussie music playing on Snow FM.
And Simo, I have been looking forward to this all morning. Yesterday, after the show, we went to grab a coffee, as we often do. And whilst walking there, I found out that your education in a certain subject is lacking, shall we say.
Yeah,
do you want to say what you said yesterday to me?
I was momentarily worried that I had misplaced Perth. You know how you can just, like, misplace a whole city? So I was like, I pegged it as being in WA, but then I second-guessed myself and I was like, wait, it's not Northern Territory, is it?
We were just walking to the coffee shop and then out of nowhere, Simo goes, Perth, that's in Western Australia, right? And I'm like, yes. And then I asked you again, this is another question. I said, do you remember this? I said, where's Alice Springs?
Oh, yeah, that's
right.
And
you said very confidently, without trying to joke or anything, you go, oh, I know this one, South Australia.
No, that's not how it went down.
Yes, it is. That is how it went down.
All right, in your mind, we'll go with that.
So, Simo, what I have done is prepared a 5-question geography quiz. But I thought to add a bit of an added flair, I would invite the Snowies, one of the best at geography in the Snowies, 6th grader Carly. Carly, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, you like geography. You're a bit of a I don't want to say nerd, but you know a lot about geography.
Yes.
What's the credentials, Carly? Like, what cities have you been to in Australia? You been to Perth?
No.
All right, there you go. Have you been to Alice Springs?
No.
No, see, all right.
You don't have to go to a city to know where it is. I haven't been to Perth, but I know where it is.
I'm just checking her creds, okay, mate?
So, Simo, I've got 5 questions here. These are all to do with kind of places and countries and towns in the world.
Mm.
I will read the question, and then you two can buzz in when you know the answer. Your names are your buzzers. Can we just give them a quick test, Simo?
Simo.
Carly.
Beautiful. All right, are we ready to go?
You know I have control of her mic, right?
I do know that. Do not turn her mic down. Okay, Simo, question number 1. Simo and Carly, are you ready to go?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Phillip Island is located just off...
Simo.
Which... Your answer, please.
Do I get the rest of the question?
No.
Just off the coast. All right, are we going state or are we going city?
You shouldn't have buzzed in so early.
Let's go... Victoria.
Phillip Island is located just off which Australian state or territory? The answer is Victoria. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
1-0 to Simo.
Yes. 1. Suck it, Carly.
Why are you bullying me?
We've still got 4 more questions to go.
Look, in year 6, I didn't get to, I was bullied myself, so now I've turned the tables.
We don't endorse bullying. No. Do not bully. I feel like Grand Denyer all of a sudden. Do not do this.
I'm more worried that Carly's actually going to beat me.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. My money's on Carly too. Okay, Simo, question number 2.
All right.
Which island of New Zealand is Wellington located on?
Carly.
Oh, she's too good.
North Island.
North Island, 1-1.
Wait, what? What was that?
It's on North Island.
Okay, well done.
Okay, New Zealand's made up of 2 islands, North and South. Which one is Wellington located on? The North.
Carly, celebrate.
Hey. Question I'm going to destroy you, Simo.
Question number
That's
3.
That's what I like to hear.
Question number 3, Simo, and these questions are going to get harder and harder as they go along. Okay.
Okay.
So question number 3.
Oh, wait, hold up. We need to get rid of this. Yep, go.
Yeah, get rid of that music. Question number 3. Guyana is located on which continent?
South America.
Ooh.
2-1.
Wait, is it?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, so you're having a go at the quizmaster.
I'm just checking.
What were you going to say? Africa.
No comment.
2-1. Come on, Simo. I believe in you. You can do this. Okay, it's not too late to get this back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, question number 4. The European country of Latvia is bordered by Estonia.
It is Russia.
It is Russia.
There you go. Well done.
What? Because literally I said the European country of Latvia is bordered by Estonia, Lithuania, Belarus, and which other country? So you had a choice of 3. And you nailed it. Well done.
So is that all over? That's done.
I'm kind of sure. Well, it is all over, but we've got 1 more as well.
3-1. 3-1 to Carly.
3-1 to Carly. Carly's won this. I'll tell you what, Carly, why don't we let Simo have the full question here, and we'll give him the first guess of this last question.
Okay.
And we'll see if he can piggyback, get some respectability on the scoreboard. Okay, Simo.
All right.
Question number 5. Singapore is the capital city of which country?
No idea.
Carly, do you know the answer?
Yes, it's Singapore.
It is Singapore. Singapore is the capital city of Singapore. It is 4-1 to Carly. Congratulations.
Yeah. Well done, Carly.
The geography champion.
Yeah.
And Simo, mate, you need a... What went wrong? Consider this a bit of a post-match press conference. What went wrong?
Look, I started strong. I probably burnt out early.
Yeah.
Basically, I absolutely ran out of the gates.
Yeah.
Really seized on that first question.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just kind of all went wrong from there. You know, when one thing after another just mounts up. You're not having a good time, and it's just really hard to fight back. So, Carly, I tip my hat to you.
Well, there's something else that I think went wrong for you that I think we should come clean with.
Yep.
Carly, do you want to show Simo what's in your hand?
Yep.
That's the answers to the quiz.
Why am I not surprised? All right. Neon trees. It's no FM. Peking Duck with the fake magic on Snow FM at breakfast. It's Simo and Jordan with you. 7 minutes on the way to 9 o'clock.
And Simo, we're just about out of here. Our time for this week is coming towards an end.
Yeah, another Snow FM breakfast in the can.
It's a bit sad, but the High School Hit Splits is happening after 9.
Mm.
And Simo, if only there was some kind of segment we have where we could look back and reminisce at the week that was.
Well, we're not responsible for this. We're looking back through the eyes of Rachel G from Admin. So we have to, we work in the vicinity of her all week.
Mm-hmm.
She takes notes on all the stuff that goes down.
And then she follows us down writing stuff in the diary. It's a bit bizarre.
Yeah, so It's just, I think maybe she's like a spy. There's someone in management that's keeping an eye on us, but she is the delegated person that has to watch.
I like how your mind went from management. My mind went from like MI5 or something, just yeah. keeping tabs on these two.
It's Dear Diary Rachel G from admin and taking out Snow FM breakfast. Thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Toyota.
Diary. It's been another hectic week on Snow FM Breakfast. I think I need 5 minutes to sit down. We kicked off Monday by finding out Simmer has very weird seating preferences when he goes to the cinema.
Just as we were walking into the cinema and deciding where you want to sit.
Yes.
Do you remember what you said to me?
I said to you something along the lines of, you better pick because I select like weird spots.
Yes, exactly. And I said, no, it's fine. Go wherever you want.
I gave you an opening, Jordan.
You did give me an opening.
And you did not take it.
In my defense, yeah. I didn't realize that you were going to pick the second row from the front.
Yeah, the second row from the front.
It was too close. I woke up this morning with a sore neck from looking upwards.
Oh, how good was it, though?
It did not. It wasn't even like you were the second front row. So we were, what, about 3 or so meters away from the screen?
Yeah.
On the ground looking up. Mm. And you weren't even like in the middle. You were slightly off to one of the sides.
I like being slightly to the right.
Got the exclusive of what rock and roll band Kiss will be eating on tour.
The big news is that your dad's chefing for him, isn't he?
Yes.
Right, so we might have to. Do you want to know what's on the menu Kiss today?
Is it, can we get an exclusive? What will Kiss be eating?
What's dad cooking today, Squirrel?
Well, it'll be some fruit platters, some veggies platters, some cheese platters,
I thought they were rock and roll stars. I didn't realise they'd be having fruit platters. I thought they'd be eating, like, an entire cow or something.
Well, because of their makeup, it was fun to their makeup, so they can't actually really eat anything.
Fair enough. Fair enough. I didn't think about that, but, yeah, fair enough.
Simo got mildly surprised by some unsliced vegetables.
And how it's been sliced. Did you slice this?
No, it hasn't been sliced.
Okay. Oh, all right.
Jordan got a rather awkward injury while playing squash.
And by the time that I'd realised that I had missed the ball had hit a certain area of the male anatomy that I possess.
How good. All right, so what happened next?
Well, it's amazing because, you know, when you get... Simmer, you know, you're a guy. When you get hit in that area, you are in agonising pain.
Yep.
But everyone else finds it hilarious.
Yeah, no.
So I kind of fell to the floor, shielding the area, shall we say. Everyone else also fell to the floor in fits of hysterical laughter.
Simo said the word eggplant.
Eggplant?
And things got a bit personal when discussing their least favourite vegetables with listener William from Canberra.
What vegetable is your kryptonite?
Yeah, what veggie don't you touch?
Peas.
William, when was the last time you had a pea?
bit of a personal question.
Normally, first thing when I get up.
Jesus. William, I apologise. William, I apologise for my colleague's language this morning.
If peas are the things that you're having an issue with, see your doctor.
I can't stand peas either. I'm much more into broccoli. Simo and Jordan will be back on Monday for another big week of Snow FM Breakfast. I'm off to go buy some broccoli. Signed, Rachel G from Admin.